The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out ashore a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is a very special day for us, as we are hearing the homily from Bishop Boyer, the Diocese of Lansing, and the synod is going on, started already, and Pope Francis is inviting us to dialogue and let the power of the Holy Spirit work among us, among the Catholics all over the world, that how we can understand each other and go deeper in our love, in our faith in God, and how we can also save our own brothers and sisters who are pulling away from our church. And so we take a precious opportunity to dialogue with them, ask them what is hurting them, what kind of pains do they go through, and we have to be more compassionate, loving, to understand them so that we can be in deep in the ocean to do the fishing. So all those who know about fishing, yes, like St. Peter today, we hear that, yes, that is our fishing, how we can embrace our own brothers and sisters. So when you came inside, you must have seen this, and you must have got it already. So the purpose of synod is there, the purpose how we can dialogue and bring our brothers and sisters lovingly back to the church. So you are in need of doing those fishing and the conversation, dialogue with them. Let us hear the pains and sufferings of all our brothers, why they don't come with us, why they are not with us. So we will hear the homily, how Bishop is challenging us. So I will ask you again to ponder, take time, ask your brothers and sisters how you can again welcome and embrace them. And you want to give the feedback to the bishop. So here is the code. Here is the code that you can directly give your feedbacks to the Diocese of Lansing. Your own views, what is there in deep inside your heart, or your conversations, what you have, dialogue with your brothers and sisters. So let us hear how Bishop is challenging each and every one of us. Yes.
Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Here I am, I said, send me. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah reveals the whole gamut of reaction at an encounter and call from the Lord. First, amazement at the majesty and goodness of God. Then, often, an acute awareness of our guilt, what we lack, how we have failed, how we are unsupported for the task at hand. For I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. But then God provides, as he always does, and invites us to mission, and our hearts desire to accept that mission. Here I am, I said, send me. In today's gospel, we hear the call of Simon Peter, our first pope, the rock on whom Jesus built this church, which has stood the test of 2,000 years of challenges. Simon and his fellow fishermen were washing their nets, a sign of their work being completed for the day. Jesus invites Simon to put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Our rock, our first pope, responds with some discouragement, but also an acceptance of the mission. Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets. And of course, what follows is a great catch. Simon's humility before the Lord and Jesus' invitation to them to become fishers of men. Their hearts desired to accept the mission, and the rest is history, salvation history. I am here with you today preaching to every parish in our diocese to convey an invitation to mission. As you may have heard, Pope Francis has called for a worldwide synod, asking us to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. The word synod means together on the way. We are a pilgrim people. Yet as sin enters in, our journey becomes divided. Factions and cliques enter in. Open dialogue becomes difficult, especially regarding religion. We find it difficult to truly listen to those who do not share our deeply felt beliefs, opinions, or experiences. Even active Catholics can strongly disagree about the way forward. Through this synodal experience, Pope Francis invites all of us to put out into the deep and attempt anew to listen to those who are different from us. In our diocese, we are rooting our synodal mission in dialogue with those who are no longer practicing the faith. We want to equip each person in the pews to enter into open conversation with someone in your life who does not regularly participate in our Catholic community life. This is an invitation to listen. We want to be sensitive to wounds, anger, or negative perspectives. We want to listen as Jesus would, open to what the Holy Spirit is revealing in this encounter. This is not an invitation to debate. We don't seek to judge or correct a person in these moments of open conversation. Every person listening to this homily today is a member of the body of Christ, this church. You are the church. And as a church, we want to listen through your ears to those who have left us, who have never given the Christian life a chance. What are they saying? What do they need? Now, you may say, but Bishop, I've tried to talk to my son or daughter, my neighbor, about why they don't come to church anymore. I've tried to invite my co-worker to a Bible study. I've tried, but they're not interested. I know the wound of seeing loved ones leave the faith. My heart aches for my own family members and friends who are not living in the joy of the gospel. I'm 70 years old. I know what it is to try to strike up these conversations, these invitations, and then seemingly fail to draw that loved one any closer to Christ. Indeed, sometimes it feels like the gap is wider than it was before. I know that each of you in the pews has been like Simon Peter. We too have worked hard all night and caught nothing. Today we are called to put out into deep water, to try again with the grace of the Holy Spirit at work in this global church synod. Together, we will take these synodal conversation guides and open a new conversation with someone who has left the active practice of the faith or never given it a chance. The guide includes a personal prayer to invite the grace of the Holy Spirit upon your conversation. It includes a brief explanation of the synod so you can share with the person why you are inviting them to conversation. There are also some suggestions to help us be more successful and not end up mired in negativity. Finally, there are questions that I ask you to focus on during these synodal conversations. And I ask you to listen with gentleness and openness, with the heart of Jesus. You could listen to one person or 10, however many the Holy Spirit calls you to speak to. Think of the impact these gentle conversations could have. And then, we have a website set up to receive feedback from your conversations. Pope Francis and my fellow bishops want to hear what people have to say about the Catholic Church, good, bad, or otherwise. We can take it. We want to know how we can better support every human person in our midst. So please, after your conversations, use the website on the card to reflect this feedback to our diocese. Thank you for your attention today and for participating in this great diocesan-wide and truly global mission. And may God bless you all.
There is a prayer of the Holy Spirit. Also, we will pray at the end of our intercession. So we'll pray that prayer together. And it is again, once again, yes, take this page in your home for more information. And also, yes, how you can give your feedbacks to God and to the diocese. So again, all the best and be loving and be interested in what is happening in the church. Yes, let us rise and open our faith, profession of faith.